Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
We've got him.
Morons.
With Bob and Sherry.
He's a moron.
It's Morons in the News.
And we start out with the 2019 equivalent of banging a broom into the ceiling because your upstairs neighbors are being too loud. A guy in Phoenix was angry a few nights ago because the people in the apartment just above him were too loud. He banged on their door to tell them to quiet down, but when they didn't answer, he went to Plan B. He grabbed his gun and he started shooting into his ceiling. But one of the bullets ricocheted down and hit him in the face. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Nobody else was injured. And charges against him are pending. You can't shoot at your neighbors through the ceiling.
No matter how much noise they're making. Today's moron of the day is 29-year-old Chad Azen of Thibodeau, Louisiana. He was riding a tricycle with no lighting in the middle of the night, you know, like you do when you're a 29-year-old man, when police observed him.
How big was the tricycle?
A tricycle, like a tricycle.
Well, I mean, there are teeny tricycles, and there are...
A tricycle?
Like a little child
like
a
have.
Five-year-old's yeah. tricycle.
Oh. And with no lighting.
No lighting.
So police spotted him, and they made contact with him, at which point... He became very nervous and started yelling profanities at the police, which they just love. They just love when you do that. So they searched him and they found a glass pipe with crack residue. And they were unable to complete the search because as they were searching him, he took off running. But they were able to catch him very quickly and they witnessed him with their eyes throwing bags of meth and crack. And they were able to recover those discarded bags of meth and crack because with their eyes, they saw where they had been thrown, which is some good police work right there. He was arrested and transported to jail where he remains waiting for someone to post bond on him. And the truth of the matter is he looks like a contestant on The Bachelor. And
he's a handsome guy.
He looks,
I know.
Doesn't he look like this is
That's
one
what I was
this
thinking.
Next season's Bachelor?
Yeah, 29 years old.
And this is how that rose ceremony goes.
Wow.
I mean, like, I didn't know about that tricycle ride at night with the bags of meth, but we just made a connection and I really felt something. Text the word moron to 888-262-7437 and we'll send it to your phone.
The mayor of a Mexican village was dragged through the streets by people who said he failed on his election promises. If we did that in this country, we'd be the most violent country on the face of the earth.
And we'd have no politicians
yeah,
left.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Runnymede, New Jersey. And now I have a personal connection because I have a crazy cousin who lives just as it would happen in Runnymede, New Jersey, where police say a church bingo night went very, very wrong after two players taped a number under their card to claim a bingo win. 71-year-old Teresa Davis and 38-year-old Keisha Brockington said bingo at the St. Maria Goretti Church Hall. But a church volunteer couldn't help but notice the scotch tape. So the two residents were arrested and charged with improper behavior. A parish official says this is the first time in 20 years of bingo at St. Maria Goretti Church that we've had cheating. Shame, ladies, shame.
You know who I really feel sorry for out of those two? It's the 71-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Because she's probably been going to that church for decades. She's got friends there. She's got neighbors there. And now she's the scourge of the church.
And maybe she got talked into it by
yeah.
Keisha, who was like, Grandma, come on, we can win big.
I know.
Cheating at church Bingo.
Well, also, they're bed cheaters. I mean, it was probably pretty easy to spot the scotch tape on one of the numbers, right?
You know how they saw the scotch tape? With their eyes. Just like today's moron of the day. Come on, people, work a little bit harder. All right, it's Friday, and you know what that means? The People's Movie Critic. Today, he's reviewing Joker. It's all coming up.